Governor Charlie Crist has asked BP for more than $34 million so the state can cover the costs of a marketing blitz to convince visitors the state's beaches are still clean. Crist met with representatives from BP, the Coast Guard, and other agencies at the St. Petersburg Unified Command Center this afternoon. But Crist says BP has not responded to his request to fund the Visit Florida PR campaign.
Not directly yet, but we're pretty encouraged that that's probably going to happen. As Keith mentioned earlier, they have been very cooperative. And I spoke with their chief operating officer day before yesterday. And they have assured me that they want to do everything they possibly can in order to make the best of a very difficult situation.
The governor does not mince words when talking about the serious disaster, which he called an oil volcano.
This is a real and present danger. I dare say this has the potential to be the largest single environmental and economic disaster in the history of Florida. So how do you overact to that? I don't think you can. Now, you got to keep a cool head to do well. We're doing that. We're working well with our federal partners at the state level and at the county level. We will continue to do that. We won't be, radical, but we'll be aggressive, we'll be appropriate, we'll be thoughtful, and we'll protect our state.
Keith Seon, the incident commander for BP at the St. Petersburg Unified Command Center, insists the west coast of Florida is not in imminent danger. But in other parts of the Gulf, Seon says there are several fronts being used to protect the shoreline from oil.
One is the application of dispersants, and those dispersants essentially will break the oil up into very, very small microscopic droplets that suspend in the water and then are eventually eaten up by microbes. That's been ongoing, and we've been successful with that. It seems to have a positive impact. In addition to that, we're skimming. So this is the mechanical skimming that you see these large vessels with the booms that collect oil and pull it into a barge. And third, weather allowing, there may be some more in situ burning that will take place, which is the most effective as far as collecting oil, but very sensitive to weather.
Coast Guard Captain Tim Close says the bulk of the oil slick is still 60 miles north of the Gulf Loop current that would drag it to the Florida Keys and the east coast of the state. So in the immediate future, Florida won't see the effects like Louisiana.
Recently, though, the spill has not been moving in this direction. It actually has been sliding westward just a little bit. We're keeping track of that very closely, and we're aggressively planning, but we are not laying boom on the west coast of Florida in the St. Petersburg AOR. It's too early for that. It becomes problematic. We actually put the boom at risk and potentially put some of the environment to risk if we put boom in there too soon and turn out not to need it at some point.
After the meeting, Crist told a group of a dozen people holding signs against oil drilling that he would include an environmentalist on a statewide oil spill task force.